This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is the Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Here are your hosts, Sean Green and Ryan Kramer.
I can't believe we're letting these guys on my network.
Welcome, everyone, to the Sports Gambling Podcast live here on VSiN. Sean Second Money Green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
I'm sitting way closer to you.
Yes, that's because we made room for our guest in studio from the PropCast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, Mr. Adam Rosenberg. What's happening, Adam?
What's going on? Go to that wide shot. Look at me there. Yeah. I came in. Thanks for look. We're part of a. I've always wanted to be part of a Kramer sandwich, right?
I'm a sandwich.
There you go. Yeah.
I'm the meat in the.
Well, the AVN Awards are taking place in Vegas, so already.
Who knew?
Who knew? Hey, we thought it'd be fun bring you on. You are a prop expert. And it's time to play Sports Betting Blackjack.
Should you hit?
Hit me.
You have 17, sir.
I like to live dangerously.
Should you stay?
5.
I'll stay.
I also like to live dangerously.
Let's see what the guys choose this week on Sports Betting Blackjack.
Very easy. Very easy to play because, much like Blackjack, you don't get to decide what cards you're dealt. You're dealt a card. It coincides with an NFL player prop that you may or may not like. But you're on the spot. You got to make a case for it immediately. You can't opt out like Kramer tries to do sometimes.
Would you like to cut? See, that's normal
behavior.
That
is a nice cut.
When you're
deck.
Asked to cut, you cut. Half the time, Sean says.
Oh, do you do the tap?
No, he does no thank you. He just says no. He just walks away from it.
You got to do that.
All right, so we'll put the dealer hand out. Dealer's,
oh, no.
Dealer's
just
rocking
10 of spades for the dealer.
So, no, you're still first. We're going.
Oh, first
he's
base.
In third base.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Okay. So here we
Sean,
go.
3 of spades.
Not liking the blackjack start with the 3 against the dealer 10, but the 3 of spades. Kenneth Walker the 3rd over 19 and a half rushing attempts. Very easy. They're just going to pound the rock with K9. I'm talking myself into this as a guy who likes Seattle here. They don't. I mean, they lost Charbonnet. They got to hand it to Walker a bunch. And 19 and a half rushing attempts, they're gonna run him into the ground. So yeah, give me K9 over 19 and a half rush attempts. Very easy.
Pairs well with my alt minus 10 and a half.
Yeah, and if number. And again, I'm on the Seahawks, so them getting up and looking to take the ball out of Sam Darnold's hands, probably not a horrible idea. So yeah, give me Kenneth Walker over 19 and a half.
Sorry, did you mean Kenneth Walker the 3rd?
Yes, the 3rd. Long lineage of Kenneth Walker.
I don't want there to be any confusion.
Yeah, no confusion.
All right, I'm sitting on a nice card. Queen of Diamonds.
Queen
going,
of Diamonds.
Going toe-to-toe with this dealer here. I have been hot at the blackjack portion.
Oh,
this.
Colby Parkinson, Ryan.
Under 25 and a half receiving yards. Interesting. This certainly aligns with CJ's theory that we're going to see more Higbee. I think the reason you like the under for Parkinson is just the way Seattle plays defense. Maybe he has, you know, 3-4 shorter catches, but even then, this is a tricky number. Forced to play the under. I think the reason he doesn't get it is because he only has 2 catches for 12 yards.
Okay.
That's all I got.
All right. So it sounds like you
he's
like
on, projecting on that.
He's on my first touchdown card. I do think there's going to be some opportunities.
Yeah, maybe he gets 1 touchdown. That's all he gets.
Yeah, maybe it's like, maybe I go reverse correlation. Maybe like 6 catches for 18 yards. Is that even possible?
I don't know if they allow
all
that.
All right. Next.
Deal Rosenberg.
Right, Rosenberg, 4 of diamonds. Four of diamonds.
Oh,
this
all
one's
right.
Easy.
The Butte.
Yes.
Look, he's the over 2.5 receptions. I think he's the 1 on that team right now.
Crazy.
He's like catch of the year last week.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. Very reminiscent of a guy you grew up watching, Mr.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Look, he's become the 1 on that team. He's the big play. He gets them out. He seems to be Drake May's first look when he's in any trouble in the passing game. So. And you can throw on this Denver team. They just like to control things after the catch. So, yeah, over 2.5 receptions for Kayshon Boutte, the LSU orgy man himself. I think.
And he's a degen, so he got addicted to gambling. So how can we not root for Kayshon Boutte?
You got to. So yeah, over 2.5, I'll take.
You mean he picked up a new hobby?
Yeah. No, he was deep in it.
Yeah. His hobby. He was very into his hobby, building lots of model cars and such.
All right.
10 of diamonds.
Oh, 13
Sean.
Against a 10. Not ideal. Terrace Ferguson under 14.5 receiving yards.
I like yours better than mine.
The easy way to take the under here and the case for it is, well, they got Colby Parkinson, they got Davis Allen, they got Tyler Higbee coming back from injury.
Puka.
There's a case where Ferguson barely gets a catch. So under 14.5 receiving yards, easy, because there's a lot of mouths to feed in the Rams passing game. So Terrace Ferguson under 14.5 receiving yards, easy card.
Generally, McVay only feeds his favorite mouths too.
Yes,
he doesn't.
Exactly.
He doesn't. He's got like some favorites. He kind of finds and funnels. All right, Five against the ten. Five of hearts.
We're not playing blackjack tonight. Bad
five of hearts. Jackson Smith and Jigba over 89.5 yards. I believe he's gone. Maybe it was 86 or 88 in one of the games, but he's gone over this in at least one of them. You know, the case against this is that they haven't been throwing the ball as much or needing to. The case for this is he's done well against the Rams. He's done well in general. Lower number than we've seen. I believe the last time they played, it was 90 plus.
It's crazy high, but he crushes these things.
And yeah, I think we've seen a lot of those combo props again on Follow the Money earlier, talking about some combo props and Smith and Jigba and Puka. If I was betting on one of those two guys to go off in this game, I'm gonna go JSN. So give me the over.
Rosenberg.
He's sitting pretty. On a four? He's about to get a double down.
Oh, he's getting a seven?
Oh, no.
Three of hearts.
Oh, Cooper
Kupp. This one's easy. I mean, yeah. So, look, without Charbonnet, there's going to be some more targets to go around. There's a revenge angle here. There's a lot of reasons to like Cooper Kupp. Stick around, because I'll be talking a little bit about a Cooper Kupp prop that other people have talked about as well. But, yeah, I could take the over on this. I just think that they're based on, also, again, how the Rams defense likes to play, where they will give up more receptions than any other team in the league. This just feeds right into a guy like Cooper Kupp, who operates out of that low A dot, let me run with it type of situation. So Cooper Kupp over 31.5 receiving yards. I like that one a lot.
That's on my list.
Feels like Cooper Kupp's on the list of players where if they have a good game, it's going to be a good day for me.
All right. 13 against the 10.
Do you want to hit?
I got to hit. Yeah. Give me a card. Something low. Oh, four. All right. I'm alive. Four of spades sitting on a 17 against a dealer 10. Four of spades. Ramondre Stevenson over 12.5 rush attempts. Ooh. Yeah. I mean, you go back to Vrabel, he trusts the veteran. He's, for whatever reason, maybe he's got Ramondre on his fantasy team. He's a little skeptical of Trevion Henderson. Ramondre is their workhorse. And I think they're going to want to try and limit the turnovers, the strip sacks. How do you do that? Feed Ramondre. So over 12.5 rush attempts, and you're getting that at plus 101. I think that's a good, even off the blackjack angle, I think that's a good play.
I think it's Stevenson. It's how you attack Denver as well.
Yeah.
And he had, what, 16 last week?
100%.
Yeah.
Kramer? Getting poked in the eye.
Yeah, he missed a bunch of time. So, yeah, who knows? That split probably looks more like 20-8 versus 16-12 last week. All right. I got a hit.
15.
Oh,
you're alive.
Ace 16. Of diamonds. I guess I'll have to hit again. You can hear how stoked I am over this blackjack hand. Ace of diamonds. Rashid Shaheed over 24.5 receiving yards. Very similar to the Cup one. You know, we've now given out all three overs for the Seattle receivers. And if I, you know, it, like typical prop betting fashion, if I was looking to bet two of them, I would take the lower numbers. And Rashid Shaheed has shown up. He had I believe it was 5 or 6 catches for like 70 yards as a member of the Saints earlier in the year with Spencer Rattler against this team. And then I 24.5 is very low. It's probably one catch for him. I'd be curious to know what the longest reception is. But yeah, I think you're going to involve, I think Darnold's going to have some plays. You saw that quote about him feeling good and he's going to rip it. So Shaheed over 24.5 receiving yards. And I think you like the rushing angle with him as well, right?
Yeah, I think they could use the rushing angle. Maybe it's one of those like swing passes, which counts as a rush. That would be the only, you know what I'm talking about? Where they run the,
just make sure it's backwards.
Yeah, make sure it's like backwards. That's a run. That's a run. Come on, make that a run, scorekeeper. I could definitely see. And that's why I would almost, if you're taking his over rushing receiving yards, you almost have to mess with the rushing yards a little bit, because it feels like they're going to manufacture ways to get him the ball.
You almost have to mess with the rushing yards.
Well,
like
if you're
that,
taking,
like
if you're just taking his receiving yards, I worry they get him involved otherwise.
Offensive gurus love a good jet sweep and a high leverage play. That Rashid Shaheed is who's going to get that most likely.
I like how you described a rush, but by saying and he catches a pass is how you described him doing a rush
but
attempt.
It's in the behind
it's
the line of scrimmage,
or lateral pass. All right, I have to take another hit. I busted with a queen of clubs. It's been a while since one of us has busted, but I will. We'll rattle off the queen of clubs. Hopefully, it's Stafford over 254.5 passing yards. I surrender. I busted. Do I have to give out the?
Coming from behind. Game script.
Oh yeah, good point. So when it's 31-13, he really starts lighting it up.
Kramer, he's sitting on a 7. Rosenberg.
AVN weekend, and you were denying busting.
Yeah, there you go.
Come on.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw the weather map that also looked like it was busting. All right, goodness.
11.
Four of hearts.
Do the whole board.
Four of hearts. Yeah, we're gonna have a lot of overs.
Four of hearts. You got Devontae Adams.
Yeah. So look, Devontae Adams, after he came back from injury, he probably hamstring injuries take a bit of time to come back. They've really used him in the red zone, and that's where he cooked all season on these short touchdown passes. But they didn't use him to extend the field. That's kind of what they're using guys like Tutu and Puka. There's a lot of other options, I think, that Stafford's going to be looking to on the yardage play. But Devontae Adams, look, I like him for touchdown. Stafford also led the league in touchdowns under 5.5 yards because of Devontae Adams. So I think this correlates really well to just how they use him within the offense.
All right, you had to take a hit. You're sitting on 19 now. Nice hit. 8 of clubs on the way out.
8 of clubs is, while we're pulling that up, what does the dealer have, Ryan?
Stafford under interception thrown.
Oh, man. Well, Stafford, look, Stafford's been thinking about this game for a while. It's the third time playing them. This could be his last chance in the retirement year, so he's just going to be able to take care of the ball really well. Look, everyone thinks he's going to throw one, so of course he won't.
Dealer 20, we all lose. But we got props coming up next. Sports Gambling Podcast live on Visa.
You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. VSiN Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with VSiN Pro.
This is the Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back, everyone. Sports Gambling Podcast live here on VSiN. John Sack of the Money Green with my partner in picks, Ryan Romani Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Well, happy Saturday to the East Coast, Sean.
Happy Saturday. Happy Saturday all around. Hanging out in studio from the PropCast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Adam Rosenberg, what's happening, Rosenberg?
Are there any props left?
We rattled through a bunch on sports betting blackjack, but those are ones you were dealt. What about ones you get to choose? What's jumping out at you?
So, look, I mentioned it before, but I want to go a little more detail. I really like that Cooper Cup. We all really like Cooper Cup, and you mentioned it a couple times, but just to give one more pitch. The Rams are in the bottom third of the league in opposing yak. And what is Cooper Kupp great at? He is a yak guy. Seattle also runs, top 5 in play action. Without Charbonnet there, I think a lot of the looks on some of that play action are going to go to Cooper Kupp. So he's over in 3 of his last 5, 4 of his last 5 at home. He like really shows up at Lumen Field. 8 of his last 10 at home overall. And in the last game against the Rams, he had 38. So Cooper Kupp, that over 30 yards, I like that. I like him also for a TD too at 3-1. I think that's a bonkers number.
Yeah. Now, what about Drake May? I thought he was going to be running more, especially last game. He didn't. He only had, I think, 3 runs, including a kneel down there at some point. What do you make of Drake May? Do you think he runs?
So I think Drake May hasn't had a good playoff. And, I think that this is they're going to probably want him, though, to lean into what you're able to do against the Broncos, which is you can throw on them. Look, he's under his rush attempts. This number is really high, and he has only gone over this in the last 10 games twice. He's under in three of his last five, under in four of last five losses. I think that Denver wins. I think both of you guys think they win.
Yes.
My wife does not, as a Massachusetts native. You know, but he's under in four of his last five against top 50% passing defenses. While the Broncos give up yards, they are one of those kind of defenses by design where it's meant to contain those yardage. And so they're really good at limiting after that. So I just don't think that he's going to be running. I think he's going to try to do stuff with his arm. This is going to be, like we talked about before, Boutte has become the number one for him. So Drake May under 6.5 rush attempts has also made my card.
Okay.
Hard to imagine he has a Jackson Dart-like performance against Denver's defense.
Cash the over Jackson Dart reference, crowbarring it in out of nowhere. What about our boy Stiddy? Are you like us, and do you have full on Stiddy fever?
I do. I have a Stiddy.
Oh, yeah. Nice. How do we miss
that?
How
do we miss that?
Look, I think that the way that this, there's a lot of talk, and I was talking about this with Matt Brown last night, but there's a lot of talk about how, Stidham hasn't played, so we're probably going to have a real conservative game plan. Why would you do that in a game and have less possessions?
Yeah.
I think that they're going to, I mentioned this to Kramer like a month ago. It was one of the many things that I'll tell him, that he's like, yeah, sure, whatever. Broncos have actually been playing a pace up offense for the last 2 months of the season, and that's why Bo Nix was flying over his passing attempts. I think that this could look like a classic Drew Brees type of line where he's 30 for 41, 240 yards and 20 rush yards. Go figure, it's a Peyton type of offense. I like his overpass attempts, 34, 36, 34 in three of his last four starts. Stroud had 47.
Yeah.
Stroud had 47, and he should have been taken out of that game multiple times. And the pace of that game was actually pretty slow, and he still had 47. Unleash the variance. Also, he had 23 in one half of a preseason
game. That's insane.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Love the preseason stats.
Yeah. So, that's also, look, it's another reason, like we talked about it. You talked about it earlier. Plus 550 for him to lead the weekend in passing yards. I think that's game script proof. They're either playing from behind, and they're not putting in Sam Ellinger. And, or he's just, look, I'm going to do it. I'm going to throw on this team and make that happen. We talked about how, I don't know if you guys mentioned, but like Howard Landry, who leads the team in sacks, out. That could give him a lot more time in the pocket to throw and be able to do what he needs to do. So I think
they're going to scheme up a lot of easy throws with him, because what are the Pats good at? They got Milton Williams back. They're going to clog up the runs in the middle. That's why I think Marvin Mims gets a couple carries, a lot of like bubble screens, easy stuff for Stidham.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons why Stidham shouldn't have a problem. This isn't a pressure defense when it comes to that. So yeah, and then I did have to find something in the Rams game. Like most, I have a lot going on in this Pats game, so I don't know what I'm going to do at 6:30. But Stafford over pass attempts. You're on this too. I took an alt on this one.
Oh, nice, one up in me. I like it, man.
Yeah. So look, he's since week 15, like six straight. I mean, he's still going over this number. Also, dug deep. Every road game ever, even when that he's had against the Seahawks, he has gone over this. He averages 40 against them in the last four games against the Seahawks team. I also think that they'll be playing from behind. MVP Matt, I believe, is going to have to throw the ball a lot. So this is one that I added late this morning, and I'm pretty.
Yeah. So over 37.5 plus 124. Yeah. You like to sit him most passing yards at plus 550, sit him over 32.5 pass attempts, kind of correlated there. May under 6.5 rushing attempts, Cooper Kupp over 29.5 receiving yards. Yeah, no, and Matt Stafford also, again, fine and props. I do like stuff where I can make a case that it's kind of game script proof. Like, I think if the Rams are successful, they have to be able to throw the ball, and it's going to be some drives with the passing game. I would be surprised if he's barely throwing, they're winning. I think if they're winning, it's because he's throwing well. And if they're behind, he's going to throw a ton to catch up. I think both ways, whether you're on the Rams or the Seahawks, the Stafford passing attempts is live.
They had, that Bears game last week. Look, the Bears game last week, they didn't even score after their first possession, and he still went way over this.
Yeah.
So, no. There's the recipe to attack the Seahawks is not going to be Matthew Stafford throwing 14 passes and running Kyren Williams 40 times. It's going to be throwing on him.
No, I'm with you 100%. Do you have any D-Gen stuff you like?
I do. And like most D-Gen stuff that I give out, I have a nice fun narrative. You know, there is, we have ourselves a triple revenge TD parlay.
Yes, okay? Count me in.
So, yeah.
Don't right. even know what you're, where you're well, going yet.
Jarrett Stidham, as you know, was drafted by the New England Patriots. Now he is on the Broncos. He is playing against the Patriots. We're going to go with his touchdown, plus 475.
Okay.
We're going to then add Cooper Kupp, former Ram, plus 310 for his touchdown. And then Colby Parkinson. He was a former Seattle, former first touchdown guy when he was a Seahawk. He is also in the 300s for an anytime touchdown. All three of these together, 83-1. Triple revenge anytime touchdown.
Colby Parkinson is one of the highlights on the NFL slot machine for the Seahawks.
That is a sign, Ryan.
There you go.
Worth noting.
Also,
you didn't mention the revenge of Jared Stidham's first offensive coordinator. Ooh. And his second offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniels.
Oh, yeah.
So you have this massive kind of, I want to show daddy how good I'm doing with new daddy.
To show up.
Yeah, no, love it. Now, one of the other ones, we were sitting out here with the circus sheet. You were making a case. You like one of those biggest lead props. What are you doing there?
So I like the biggest lead over 13.5 in the Rams Seattle game, because I think that could go either way. I mean, look, the Rams gave up a 16-point lead to Seattle that game. And I think that there's a lot of worlds. In fact, most of my scenarios have Seattle just mud stomping this Rams team. And they've done this all season. They've done it multiple times. They've done it in 7 of their last 10 games against any NFC opponent. They've done it in 3 of their last 5 against NFC West opponents. So yeah, this also, the cool thing about this bet is that, you know, when it hits on one side, it hits. Someone goes up 2 touchdowns. You're sitting pretty.
Game over.
Game over. You got cashed. It's great. It's like the anytime without an anytime. So yeah, that's one that I really liked on this. I also there's a big Evan Engram fan this weekend as well.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. So. Yeah. Well, now we discussed. we were sitting here, so I know you're on it, or you're gonna be on it. Evan Engram, sell people on Evan Engram most receiving yards.
So look, I think with Landry out, that seems to not be talked about a lot. Landry being out is a big deal. That is your linebacker edge who leads in sacks, leads in tackles. That's going to open up in the middle of the field. Spillane's been who's the other one of the other linebackers for the Pats, leads a team in tackles. Been banged up for the last month. We've always seen that you've been able to throw on this Pats team because they really operate as we want to stop you on the run first. They're not coverage linebackers. And Engram last week, as someone who was on Troy Franklin, every single time I was looking at the TV, I'm like, Evan Engram again. I just see him, he's popping constantly. They're running him on the outside. Kramer said to me that, he's wearing number one. You think he's a wide receiver. He's just all over the place. 20 yards with him is kind of insulting. And this is a Pats team that even in a win, they gave up 104 to Dalton Kincaid. They don't do well against athletic tight ends. So I think there is a lot of ways that Evan Engram has a show up game.
I'm just thinking about how good the weekend's going to be. The ladder, the 2 touchdowns.
Well, I mean, Ryan almost got nominated for an AVM with his reaction to that prop. Best on-screen reaction to a prop bet given out. Ryan, Real Money Kramer. Great stuff as always. Follow on X at Hey Rosenberg and subscribe to the PropCast. Him and Scott Reichel do a great job. Sports Gambling Podcast Network, wherever you get your props and PropCasts. When we return, Tale of the Tape, our paper ticket parlays. Kramer and I, Sports Gambling Podcast Live on Visa.
This is the Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back, everyone. Sports Gambling Podcast live here on VSiN. Sean, Second Money Kramer, my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer, extending the tape measure. What's happening, Kramer?
I wonder if the standard clientele for the AVN Awards brings brings good business for Vegas.
They probably saw the tape measure and like, oh, you must be here for the adult awards.
Oh, they don't allow tape measures at the AVN Awards. Yeah, check your bags at the. The scouting report is it's a lot of guys with backpacks on.
Oh, okay.
Can imagine you're
a guy who carries around a backpack. I'm not going to the AVN. But yeah, there's certainly
You don't carry a backpack all the time. That's true. You know the type. Got to make sure you got all your fixins.
Kramer, I'm going off the board here because it was only two games.
Yeah. Do we want to measure girth and length?
Well, I'm gonna break this out because it is a.
It's so wide.
It's wide and it's long.
It's like a hamburger patty.
It is a.
What is this? Is this a brat from Chicago? Oh my goodness! It looks like it's a tic tac toe board.
Exactly, tic tac toe.
Let's do a TV style measurement on it. Okay. Diagonal.
All right. Yeah. So this is a TV you're installing. 19 inches.
A little 19 incher. I mean, that generally will fit in just about anywhere in your house.
You got to find a special home to fit 19 inches
on top of a cabinet. Maybe on top of a bookcase.
You got to call in a special guy to mount these. All right.
They used to have 19 inchers in the bathrooms at a lot of casinos in Vegas.
They did. Yeah. Some of the places we stay on the strip, they had the TV in the bathroom.
It's wild what the resort fee includes sometimes.
Yeah. All right. So what I'm doing is three touchdowns for the first game, three touchdowns for the late games.
Very nice.
I'm playing them solo, but my parlay is parlaying each one of those three. Obviously, three times three is nine. So nine separate parlays each. Ryan, guess what the lowest payout is on this parlay of these parlays?
Not knowing who you're having an idea that you're not taking anyone short on the Broncos. I'm going to say the shortest one are they $10?
Yes, they're $10.
So I'm going to say the shortest pays out something like $3,500, $4,000.
The lowest payout of these two touchdown first touchdown parlays is $41.75 off a $10 bet. Good eye, Kramer. You've seen a lot of a lot of tickets in your days.
I'm not going to show you up, but mine's 4x4. I got 16 of them. I got a slightly larger screen.
Well, I'm going full grid here. So grid across is Adam Trautman. First touchdown for the Denver Broncos. It's 60-1 here at the Circa. Great price. Shout out to the Circa. So I'm pairing the Trautman with Cooper Kupp. In the late game, he's $15.50. $10 pays you $10,055. Trautman with the other guy I'm playing in the late game, AJ Barner, who's $12.50. $10 pays you $82.25. Trautman with Colby Parkinson, $10 pays you $12,800. Now my second row. This is the second guy I'm playing in the early game, Austin Hooper, Ryan, 30-1. Now him with Parkinson at 20-1, $10 pays you $6,500. Hooper at 30-1 with my other guy, AJ Barner, 30-1 times 1250, $10 pays you $41.75, AKA the small shot. I'll still be happy with it. Hooper and Cooper Kupp, who's my third guy, 30-1 and $15.50, $10 wins you $5,100. And my last row, I'm with you on the Nate Adkins love, Ryan. These are the dream comes true. Adkins 100-1 here at the Circa with Parkinson. This is a max payout at the Circa. $10 wins you $20,000. Nate Adkins 100-1 with AJ Barner plus $1,250. $10 wins you $13,625. Nate Adkins 100-1 with Cooper Kupp. $10 pays you $16,655.
That's so nice.
No. Oh, so you said you weren't going to outdo me. And then look at this. You outdo me. You liar, right?
So
spent all this time with my presentation. You copied.
Yeah, it worked out well. I will just do. We'll quickly get through mine because I organized. It's like Battleship, right? Like I'm going to take Cooper Kupp row two. So now with my experience, we're going to fit a 27 inch screen into your living room or whatever room of the house you want to install that television, that 27 inch screen. So Sean, what we have here is we have a grid. You know, I like a good spreadsheet. We have a row one is the Kyle Williams row.
Okay.
Kyle Williams first touchdown with column one is the Devontae Adams column. So those two 10 pays $4,000 for the Kyle Williams with Colby Parkinson, 10 pays 8,600 for the Kyle Williams Cooper Kupp column. 10 pays. 6,700. And for the Kyle Williams, Jake Bobo column,
oh, no.
Jake Bobo 100-1, max it out, 10 pays 20K. So then, of course, row two is going to be Drake May with those same guys. With Adams is pays 1,400. With Parkinson pays 2,900. With Cup pays 2,300. And with Bobo pays 14K. My God, if Bobo gets in the end zone,
oh, look
first,
out.
Then you have the Nate Atkins row. With Adams is 10K. With Parkinson is 20K. With Cup is 16K. And with Bobo is, it would be way more, but it's with 20K. That's where they cap you out. And then I love hitting the cap. And then the last one is the Stidham row. Stidham with Adams is 2,100. Stidham with Parkinson is 4,600. Stidham with Cup is 3,600. And Stidham with Bobo also gets you to the ceiling. Shows you how past the ceiling we were with the Bobo Atkins one. Also 20K. So there's a number of 20K binks potential here. Again, like Battleship. But I did here. Measure this, though, Sean. I did actually do a standard issue.
Okay.
Tail the tape. Of course, only two games. So we're, you know, a little bit more modest here. 5.5 inches, which I'm sure I could go down to the AVNs and find someone who is just fine with a two leg, 5.5 inch. Oh, look at messing up my grid.
Hey, jerk copied my thing.
Well, I said I wasn't going to, but then
you
I
did it.
Yeah. Then I realized it looked cool and mine was going to be bigger. All right. Two legs. We're just playing alts. Okay. Broncos -3.5 plus 280 with Seahawks -10.5 plus 320. 200 pays 2,992. So it pays about 15-1.
Okay.
There you have it. I mean, we've had a 3-hour show where we've been talking about the idea that both of these teams have excellent home edges that aren't being accounted for, in my opinion. And, you know, the defenses for both of these teams could absolutely create havoc and stretch out a standard issue lead to a pleaser cover. So in honor of the pleaser, I did a two leg pleaser. That paid out 15-1. So pretty good on me.
Yeah. No pleaser cards this week. So did one in their honor. Although maybe they're not going to offer college basketball.
Please. Oh, please. We'll have to hit up Benson. You think
see
he would
get get the cards.
Yeah, Benson, what do we got to do to get a college basketball pleaser card?
That would be fun. I think because of the variance in college, I don't know if they would offer that. Do you think?
Of course, probably not, but who knows?
Okay. Yeah, worth suggesting. Yeah,
make them low limits, you know.
Yeah, come on.
I want to make it minimum five legs. Like whatever you want, whatever rules you want to make, I'm in.
Kramer, what's your biggest concern going into these conference championship games?
Well, the last two playoff weekends, I've immediately had to shred my 16 ticket 27-inch screen.
That is tough. Because if you don't hit the first one, they're all done.
Yeah, so I mean, I do play them all individually, so that works out. And what concerns me is that I'm obviously objectively probably overrating a backup quarterback to heights that could not be imagined. This started with I guess I'm going to be betting on the Broncos this week when they were getting the points as a home dog, to me posting mixtapes of Jared Stidham highlights.
Trade Jared Stidham for Jackson Dart?
No.
Oh, okay. So that's where
I still haven't put that list out of quarterbacks I would trade for Jackson.
Great
Dart.
Troll bait.
Very long list.
To me, the thing I'm concerned about is the Darnold pee down is like the Darnold interceptions are looming. That's my greatest concern.
All right. So which concern level is higher? You're saying Seahawks is higher concern than Broncos?
Because I'm like Sean Payton. I'm not worried about City. City's going to rip it. I'm worried about all the other guys.
You know, if you want to have some fun, there's a great Baldy breakdown where he is free diving and spearfishing, or at least talking about free diving or talking about spearfishing with Leonard Williams. I'm not betting against that man.
No.
It's the worst thing that Joe Shane has done as a GM. I understand the contractual reasons why you get rid of him, but they have not had any sort of run defense since Leonard Williams walked out that door. He's a tremendous leader. He's a monster. I think that defensive line gets it done. So yeah, that's why I'm not that concerned, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, again, if Drake May, young QB, goes into Mile High and tears up this Broncos defense, then certainly hats off to him. I'm going to be rooting against it. Go Broncos. Do have my Broncos to win the AFC future. Knock on wood. When we return, our best bet. Sports Gambling Podcast live on Visa.
This is the Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back, everyone. Sports Gambling Podcast live here on VSiN. Sean Sack of the Money Green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Very excited to rattle off these best bets and then eat some berry steak.
Yeah, hitting up berries, hanging out. Maybe hit the craps table. We'll see.
What do you mean, maybe?
You know, just saying maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
Probably.
You got a date?
No. Okay. No.
Because Brent says you got a canceled date night.
All right. For me, I'll start best bets. Give me the Denver Broncos +4. Give me the Seattle Seahawks laying the 2.5. Some props here. Kayshawn Boutte over 35.5 receiving yards. Little Jordan Humphrey anytime touchdown 12-1. Matt Stafford, over 35.5 passing attempts. Cooper Kupp, over 29.5 receiving yards. Lil Jordan Humphrey, most receiving yards, 65-1. Evan Ingram, most receiving yards, 100-1. Jarrett Stidham, most passing yards, +550. And question for viewers, watchers.
Oh.
Do you know the reference of Lil Jordan Humphrey? I wonder if producer Johnny knows what I'm referring to.
I bet you. He doesn't know.
Yeah. Okay. So there's, again, maybe dating myself, but there were these commercials back in the day, Little Penny, voiced by Chris Rock. They were these funny Nike commercials for Anthony Hardaway back in the day where Penny Hardaway played himself, obviously. And then Little Penny was this doll that was like his sidekick that was voiced by Chris Rock that
so
did whatever he wanted. They're fun. If you've never seen them, go back. I think they still hold up, but Lil Jordan Humphrey, every time I see his I think a Little Penny.
It's also great to see Penny Hardaway. Now, of course, head coach of Memphis.
Yeah.
Back when, I think people kind of forget the hype that he came into the league with, of course, played with Shaq early. Yeah, those were great commercials. Chris Rock, all-timer. I mean, it's hard for me to think of something that Chris Rock has been a part of that I haven't enjoyed just because Chris Rock is a part of it.
Yeah, very good.
Including when Will Smith smacked him in the face.
that was crazy.
Chris Rock made it awesome too. Like it's that's a tough thing to stand on. Like to be able, like what a professional, to be able to both A, let Will Smith smack you in the face because you know the comedy is going to be worth it.
And I also think he didn't really think Will Smith was going to smack him. I think he was just like, what the hell?
Like, why are you walking on the stage?
he was just like, wait, what?
I think back on that moment, it's like, my goodness. Imagine having to operate in the world of Hollywood. No, thank you. All right, my turn. Denver Broncos +4. Denver Broncos -3.5 +280. Seattle Seahawks -2.5. Seattle Seahawks -10.5 +320. Jared Stidham, and I'm parlaying the alt lines together as we talked about in Tale of the Tape. Jared Stidham over 13.5 rushing yards. Jared Stidham over 1.5 passing touchdowns +265. Jared Stidham anytime touchdown +420. He will be on the first touchdown card as well. Jared Stidham most passing yards +550. Evan Ingram receiving yards ladder. 20 is -110, 40 is +360, 50 is +640, 60 is 10-1, 70 is 15-1, and why not play the most receiving yards at 100-1 while you're at it? The anytime's +575, the two touchdowns +8,000. That's the Evan Ingram course. Now we move on to Adam Trautman, over 7.5 receiving yards. Adam Trautman, anytime touchdown, 10-1. Lil Jordan Humphrey, anytime touchdown, joining Sean over there at 11-1. And Nate Atkins, anytime touchdown at 20-1. So again, I ask you, Sean.
Yes.
Is it okay to bet 5 anytime touchdowns from the same team when they're 420, 575, 10-1, 11-1, and 20-1?
I think so. I just hope it's not Cortland Sutton.
Oh God! Why do you keep bringing him up?
I'm trying to.
Or Pat Bryant. Just get those guys out of the red zone package altogether. Then we have Cooper Kupp, the receiving yards. I'll join you and Adam on that one. Very strong. I mean, not only has been getting the yards, but I like the revenge angle. And I do like the idea that Sam Darnold's been looking at him a lot of late. Kenneth Walker over the receiving yards as well. He's done it in both Rams games. He did it last week against the Niners. Kyren Williams, same deal. Both of you guys like Stafford to throw a lot of passes. I think a couple go to Kyren. We've attacked the running back against the Seattle defense a number of times this year. And why not, Sean? I'm going to wake up early before our flight out of here tomorrow to make sure I get a little taste of that Virginia Tech plus 12 and a half, Virginia Tech money line.
Ooh. Do you have a money line price yet for the Hokies?
I can look it up as we're talking. I saw Circa hasn't posted their college basketball numbers yet, but let's see. We got plus 600-ish.
Okay.
I'm seeing as high as plus 700. So between 6 and 701.
I feel like we didn't talk on this show. Kyren Williams over receiving yards. Walk people through that one.
We both, like the Niners games, we're talking about McCaffrey. I was talking about Juszczyk. It's just the way Seattle allows you. Seattle's going to give you the short catches. They're going to rally and they're going to tackle. When I think about that style of defense, I always think about those Bears teams with Lance Briggs and Brian Urlacher. They had no problem with you catching a 5-yard crosser to the receiver because they're going to punish you every time you do it. And so Kyren, for him to get 13 and a half yards, two, maybe three catches. I also think with the pass rush, Sean McVay would be silly to not have some screen passes installed this week. And so, yeah, I think they seem to trust Kyren a little bit more than Blake Corum with the pass catching stuff. So, yeah, I think it's a nice number. People have asked me if I'm going to ladder it. I'm not personally going to ladder it, but certainly if you like the angle, it's such a low starting point.
Yeah, no, that one's pretty tempting. Little Jordan Humphrey, obviously all over. Troutman, you still like? Do you like the? Oh, and you did throw in the Troutman over receiving yard, 7.5. Yeah, it just feels running. These other guys are gonna. They have to get involved.
He's not running a ton of routes relative to how many snaps he plays because Troutman is their blocker as well. Yeah. But he is a Sean Payton coach's pet. So in the cute game plan that he busts out of the safe in the nice mahogany. Put on his mahogany desk. I think Troutman's involved at least two catches.
Now, my question to you, does Troy Franklin play? Do we get any Franklin snaps? Yeah, I think I don't think so either.
And but I would have also told you Bryant wasn't going to play. So
do we think Bryant definitely playing?
Yeah. I think you don't clear him if you don't plan on playing him.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, who they could clear him and then maybe not, you know, he's active.
Doesn't but have doesn't. To get on. Usually when weird stuff happens, it's like the plane ride or there's no plane ride. They're at home. Like,
well, and they get the extra day of rest again. Why I like the Broncos and Seattle, both home teams have the extra day of rest, which I think is huge spot wise in that Rams Seattle game.
Something I'm not on that. I will be CJ mentioned the sack props.
Yeah. Benito. Come on.
Hopefully, I was chatting with friend of the program, the DGen Doc Sebastian, who specializes in the defensive props. I'm going to be excited. Tune into our pregame show.
Yeah. 1 hour before the early game kicks, youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast.
I want to talk to him about, he loves to give out the interior guys to get sacks because they have a lot better prices. And I noticed that Jonathan Cooper was 9-1 to get two sacks. And so I'm going to run that by him before I end up pulling the trigger, but maybe taking one of the interior guys with a better price versus Benita's two sack price is still 3-1. It's just extremely chalky.
Hey, coming up, of course, stay tuned all day Saturday right here on VSiN. You got the VSiN weekend morning line. Our buddy Tim Murray, get you ready. 9 a.m. East to noon Pacific, followed by live bet Saturday, noon East to 6 o'clock, and then closing out strong. Ready, set, bet at 6 o'clock. I'm sure they're going to be talking a ton of conference championship, college hoops, NBA, hockey. They do it all.
I was going to say, I will say there is nothing better than when college football ramps down and college basketball ramps up.
Yeah. College basketball. Awesome.
It's so much more chaotic than football for whatever reason.
Yes. And big thanks to all of our guests, Colby Dant from the College Experience, CJ Sullivan from Bottom Line Bombs, Adam Rosenberg from the PropCast. Check out their podcast. Check out our podcast, Sports Gambling Podcast. So we did a full episode with Colby breaking down all the Saturday games. course, check out his show, College Experience. And big thanks to producer Johnny behind the glass. Excited. We will be back here next week in studio. Early look on the Super Bowl, early Super Bowl props. Ryan,
Are we allowed to do that?
Well, the 2 weeks makes it tough from gambling content because you want to give it out all out in the first week. You got to save some for the next week. I'm always chomping at the bit looking at that big slate of props. You used to have to wait for them to release all the props. Now, as soon as the games end, you get all the props.
I remember when the Westgate would release their PDF. It was like a Thursday. You just have to wait for it.
Christmas. Cannot wait to talk Super Bowl with everyone next week right here. Sports Gambling Podcast Live on VSiN. And, of course, as always,
thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean Sack of the Money Green. He's Ryan.
Good luck this weekend.
Kramer, let it ride.